No word from the talks between the United States and the Afghan Taliban, which began today in the United Arab Emirates. Arranged by Pakistan, the discussions are aimed at achieving a political settlement to the long-running war in Afghanistan. President Trump had urged Pakistani President Imran Khan to use his influence to get the insurgents to the table. Saudi Arabia has reacted predictably to a U.S. Senate resolution to end American military support for Saudi forces in Yemen, and another which blames Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. In a written statement released by the official Saudi press agency, the foreign ministry said the Senate action was based on unsubstantiated allegations and termed it blatant interference in its internal affairs. The UN is calling for the Saudi-led coalition and the Houthi militia to respect the ceasefire that was agreed to for Yemen. It is set to begin on Tuesday, but reports from the area indicate there has been renewed fighting in the Red Sea port city of Hodeidah. Meanwhile, a UN humanitarian official says without an end to the war, up to 15 million people in the country will need food aid in the coming year, up 6 million from 2018. There could be a crisis looming in Washington in the form of a partial government shutdown. U.S. President Donald Trump says it is his plan if he fails to get a $5 billion down payment for a U.S.-Mexico border wall. As White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports, it is a question of doubtful congressional support.
The issue for the president right now is he simply doesn't have enough votes in the GOP-controlled Congress to get the money, and Democrats are showing no signs of going along. Both parties are suggesting he likely needs to make the next move to break the impasse before a potential partial government shutdown Friday. The Senate's back in session this afternoon, but the House is off until Wednesday night.
For news around the clock, log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sudan's president has become the first Arab leader to visit Damascus since the Syrian civil war began 8 years ago. Omar al-Bashir arrived on Sunday. Most Arab countries have closed their embassies in Damascus and condemn President Assad for using brutal military force and failing to negotiate with the opposition. No official reason was given for the visit. Sudan's official news agency said the two leaders held talks about developments in Syria and the region. Turkey says President Trump has told Turkish President Erdogan Washington is working on extraditing a U.S.-based Turkish cleric, Fethullah Gulen, accused of orchestrating a failed Turkish coup in 2016. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has a report.
Gulen, who denies any involvement in the failed coup, has been in self-imposed exile in the U.S. for the last two decades. While Turkey has long sought his extradition, Trump said last month he wasn't considering sending the preacher back. That's because the U.S. is trying to get Turkey to ease pressure on Saudi Arabia over the killing of a Saudi journalist in Istanbul. The murder of Jamal Khashoggi was also brought up by Turkey's Çavuşoğlu as he criticized the response from European countries.
And many European countries who are promoting the freedom of media, freedom of the expression, are closing their eyes.
The U.S. Senate on Thursday delivered a rare rebuke to Trump over his support for Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, who it blames for Khashoggi's death.
That was David Doyle of Reuters. Supporters of British Prime Minister Theresa May are downplaying suggestions the government is planning a second referendum on whether to leave the European Union. But Joe Johnson, former British Minister of Transport, says a second vote is necessary given the Brexit political turmoil.
We've spent 2.5 years negotiating a deal which is going to be completely unacceptable to Parliament. We have to find a way through. And to my mind, going back to the people and asking them to give the final say on whether they want to do Brexit on this basis or not is the right way to go.
Still unknown is how Prime Minister May can get the current Brexit agreement approved by Parliament without negotiated changes, something EU leaders say will not happen. A suspected gas explosion injured more than 40 people in a restaurant explosion in Japan. It happened in Sapporo, the capital city of Hokkaido, Japan's northern main island. The morning blast is being investigated. The powerful explosion shattered windows and scattered wooden building debris across a wide area, and the fire burned for 6 hours. City officials set up shelters for area residents as fire officials warned of the possibility of secondary explosions. And the Philippines' Catriona Gray was named Miss Universe 2018 in a competition concluding today in Bangkok. Gene Randall, VOA News.